announcement. He's doing his Eagle Scout project here at Holly Grove. Ty? We have a few announcements. Tomorrow, the Worship and Music Committee is meeting at 4. Council will meet at 7. And this Tuesday at 6 o'clock, the Fellowship Committee will meet. If you are interested in being on the Fellowship Committee, you are invited to attend that meeting. Next Sunday, the Silly Friends are going to have a fishing event at the Feeney's house. Tina has sent all the information out, but if anyone has any questions, please be in touch with her. If you could add Sherry Proctor to the prayer list. Sherry has had some challenges with her heart this week, was in the hospital, and they are working with a cardiologist to figure out what is going on. But she asks for prayer, and so her name is not on the prayer list, but if you would add it to the prayer list. We have a few birthdays this week. Scott Black, David Brown, and Scott Varner, and Robert and Kelly Napolitano have an anniversary this week. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. If I don't write something down, I'm likely not to remember it. And I didn't have written down that there was a prayer shawl over here. But we have a prayer shawl that we are going to give to Ashton Chapman. She broke her arm this week, and the sweet girl is just having a hard time with it. And so we're going to give her this prayer shawl to remind her that she is loved and held in prayer by her Holly Grove family. Let's pray. God, we thank you that we can come to you in prayer for all of our needs, but especially when our bodies are needing healing and we are struggling with our bodies, you are there to comfort us, to help our bodies heal. And thank you that the prayer shawl ministry makes these shawls so that those who receive them can be reminded that they are loved and held in prayer by their church family. We give you thanks for sweet Ashton and her love for you, and ask that you would be at work in healing her little broken bone so that she can get back to doing all of the things that she loves to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Please stand. We gather in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the glory of your holy name, amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, for all who offer their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Let us pray. O God, you have prepared for those who love you joys beyond understanding. Pour into our hearts such love for you that, loving you above all things, we may obtain your promises, which exceed all we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading is from Acts. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumscribed believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days. The word of the Lord. The psalm today is Psalm 98, and will be read responsively. Sing a new song to the Lord, who has done marvelous things. O Lord, you have made known your victory. You remember your steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. Shout with joy to the Lord, all you lands.
Lift up your voice,
rejoice and sing. Sing to the Lord with the harp. With trumpets and the sound of the horn.
Shout with joy
the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it.
The world
and let the rivers clap their hands. The Lord will judge the world with righteousness. Second reading is from Paul's first letter to John. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love the children of the Lord when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome, for whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one that testifies, for the Spirit is the truth. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to John, the 15th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated, and we invite the children to come forward for a children's message. Calvin, will you come up too? Thank you.
Okay, so are you smiling or are you frowning underneath that mask? It's hard to tell sometimes, isn't it? Okay? So, since we can't really take the mask down and see if we're frowning or smiling, I brought props. Okay? So, just so you know, when we're feeling blue, we're a little sad, right? And when we're happy and we know it, yeah, we're a little happy. So you guys, you got two things there for you. So again, like I said, we can't really tell sometimes whether somebody's smiling unless their eyes are about half closed. We can tell like that, but we're going to do something here. So you guys know what it means to be sad and what it means to be happy, right? Okay, so show the sad face. There's the sad face. There we go. Okay. So what are some things that make you sad?
Being yelled at.
Being yelled at. That never happens at home. Never at school either, right? Okay.
Getting in trouble.
Getting in trouble. Okay. What's something that makes you sad?
Why you not play with nobody?
Okay. When you don't have anybody to play with anybody, that one's tough too. Okay, when you're all by yourself. So what are some things that make you guys sad? Anybody?
Wearing a mask.
Wearing a mask? When Duke wins?
Yeah.
There we go, okay. So but there's things in life that make us sad. Okay, let's end on a better note though. What makes you happy?
The ocean.
The ocean. Vitamin C helps everybody.
The beach.
The beach, there we go, common theme. I'm right with you.
Was you happy to go to the waterfall?
Go to the waterfall. That's awesome. God's nature and beauty makes us happy. How about you guys? Does that make you happy too? Yeah, there's a lot of things that make us happy. Last week I was really happy. We got to see our congregation back in here. We've only had about a dozen people max for over a year. So saw a lot of smiling faces even under those masks last week. So when something good happens to us, we're happy and we're usually smiling. When something bad happens to us, not so much. But do you think Jesus wants us to be happy or sad?
Happy.
He wants us to be happy. So in our gospel lesson that was read, as the Father has loved me, so I've loved you, abide in my love. And then I have said these things to you so that you may, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Does that mean that nothing bad's ever going to happen?
No.
Of course not. Bad things are going to happen, but we have to get through. And we have Jesus to help us through those bad times. So, Jesus wants us to be happy. And he wants us to spread that happiness and that joy in what we do here at church and what we do when we're outside of church. All right, well, pray with me. Dear God, thank you for Jesus, who receives your love and then shares it with us. Help us to learn to do the same so we can be filled with your boundless joy. Amen. Thanks, guys. You can keep those, okay? But remember, they're a fan, not a paddle.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I've been thinking a lot about friends these past few days. Certainly, it's because Jesus speaks of his disciples as friends in today's gospel lesson. Maybe it's because on Friday, I got to get together with some other fully vaccinated friends and share a meal together, the first time since before the pandemic. Maybe it's because twice recently, as I've been driving up and down the road, having my music on shuffle, that "What a Friend We Have in Jesus" came on the radio. I've been wondering to myself, what is it that makes some people friends and leaves other people in our lives acquaintances. What do you think it is? Common interests? Shared values? Perhaps a shared sense of humor? Just plain history, common and shared experiences? Perhaps a similar worldview? Is it just that you find yourself sharing a common time and place and it's merely convenient? Or maybe it's some combination of any and all of these factors. In the ancient world, where Jesus said what he said to his disciples about them being his friend, they had a really neat notion of friendship. Aristotle said that a friend is somebody who helps you to be wise or to be good. A friend is somebody who helps you to be wise or to be good. And a few hundred years later, after Jesus said this to his disciples, a theologian named Soren Kierkegaard said that to love another person is to help that person to love God. And to be loved is to be helped in loving God. I love that. To love another person is to help that person love God. And to be loved is to be helped in loving God. That's a lot to think about. But we all need help in loving God, and Jesus, our ultimate friend, helped his disciples to be both wise and good, and he helped them being side by side with them, showing what it means to love God and love others, ultimately by laying down his life for them. Jesus shows us with his very life, with his actions and words, what it is to love God. And in giving us his Holy Spirit, he helps us love God. So in today's gospel lesson, Jesus calls his disciples friends. In the Gospel of John, his criteria for what makes a friend is threefold. One, Jesus' friends are those who love one another. Two, his friends are not merely servants, although we do serve him, but his friends are not merely servants because he has pulled us up to a level on par with his own by sharing what it is that he knows from the Father. And three, finally, to be Jesus' friend means that he chose us to be his friend. Jesus chose us, and he chose us long before we ever even thought of choosing him. Jesus commands his disciples to remain and abide in him and his love for them, and this is most certainly true. But he also just plain loves them, enough to give his life for them and for us. And moreover, he's very clear that whatever they have thought, they didn't actually choose him or decide to follow him or consciously even become his disciples. Rather, he chose them. This will be critically important to the disciples in the hours preceding this, because this conversation took place on the evening before Jesus' crucifixion, the night when he had washed their feet, and the night in which he shared his final supper with them. Just a few hours after this conversation, Jesus would be arrested, tried, convicted, and executed as an enemy of the state, all of which he endured in order to demonstrate the love that God has for his disciples, and indeed the profound love that God has for the entire world. But that action will not only witness to Jesus' love for his disciples, it also would leave them feeling bereft and alone and frightened. which is why Jesus both urges them to abide in him and reminds them that what is more important is that they know he will abide in them. And so he tells them that they did not choose him, but rather he chose them. This matters, I think, because if it's finally up to us to follow Jesus and to choose him and to remain in him and to obey his commandments, we're lost. We simply don't do it, and perhaps it's because we can't do it. We can try, and there is something very important about trying, but when push comes to shove, we can do no good on our own. But the good news is that God chose us, and that God loves us, and that God plans to use us to make this world that God loves a better place. Like Joe said, it's not that God's choosing us means we won't endure pain and heartache and suffering. We've all lived life here and we know that is just not the case. But rather, because we know that God has chosen us and loves us and will use us, gives us the courage to face the challenges and renews our strength to do something about them. Ultimately, we can't fix, let alone redeem, this world. And that's why that is God's work to do. But knowing that God has promised to do so can provide us with the strength and energy to make the little corner of the world that we live in a better place. There's a story about Martin Luther. Somebody asked him what he would do if he only had one more day to live, how he would spend that day, one more day to live. And he replied that he would plant a tree. Now, if I had one day to live, or if you had one day to live, I'm not sure that that would be our response. We might want to get together with those that we love and spend a little bit more time together. And we might come up with a list of a few other things. But if we only had one day left to plant a tree, and I think that speaks to the hope that Luther had for the future, that the future is God's, and it is God's gift to God's children and to the world. Because we are chosen, because we have the gift of being God's, we are freed to live like Jesus loves, laying down our lives for the sake of others. Let us live into that word and that promise, so that while we are invited to abide and obey and choose and all of that which is good and important, that we can also hear and receive the good news that God has chosen us. God has chosen you and you and you and you. God has chosen us once and for all. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you.
Living together in trust and hope, let us confess our faith using the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Alive in the risen Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit, we bring our prayers before God, who promises to hear us and answer in steadfast love. For the church around the world and all nations, let us pray that we will continue to be guided by the Holy Spirit to minister to all of God's people, overcome divisions of doctrine and human selfishness, and remember our mission is to spread the good news to all who share the world. Hear us, O God. For all of creation, let us pray that we continue to be good stewards of the creatures and other natural resources God has given us to sustain our earthly lives and meet our basic needs, to enrich our lives through recreation, to feed our souls through its beauty, and inspire us to wonder at God's greatness and benevolence as the Creator. Hear us, O God. For all those leading states and peoples around the world, particularly our Governor Roy and President Joe, may God guide your policy towards the goals of the greater common good of all of humanity and away from self-serving goals advanced through division, discord, and injustice, the progenitors of violence, war, death, and destruction. And may God grant you the wisdom to recognize that a worldview where we can only win if others lose merely leads to loss for all. Hear us, O God. For all those who are arbitrarily considered the least of us by oppressive economic systems, political systems, and social systems, those people we call the poor, the oppressed, the weak, or otherwise described as less than others, O God, grant them relief from their current suffering and move the world to a place where we transcend unnecessary suffering by remembering the commandment of Jesus in today's Gospel from John, that you love one another as I have loved you, and by recognizing that it is our flawed human choices contradicting this commandment that lead to the separation of the human community into haves and have-nots and to the exploited and the exploiters. Hear us, O God. For those currently seeking work or otherwise seeking better lives for themselves and their families, for those that serve and protect us at home and abroad as we continue to live in a flawed world of human conflict, and most importantly, for mothers around the world who hope for and try to deliver the best for their children. May God recognize and bless you in your willingness to sacrifice and sometimes suffer for the good of others as living examples of Christ's love for us. Hear us, O God. For those struggling with the death or illness of a loved one, particularly today those mourning the loss of a mother or mothers grieving the loss of a child, may God help you remember fondly the warmth of love between mother and child as a soothing balm to ease your pain and suffering, and may you take comfort in God's promise of reunification and eternal life through Christ. Hear us, O God. For the members of our congregation and our friends and family who are currently experiencing illness, loss of loved ones, or other forms of suffering, particularly Gary, Aldine, Teresa, Sherry, Jean, Harold, Michael, Steve, Herbert, Bobby and Jana, Gary and Judy, Bill, Scott, Lynn, David, Pauline, Curtis, Joanne, Brian and Shelley, Dean, Sandy, Michael, Evelyn and Steve, Mavis, Joshua, the family of Philip, and Faye. May God grant you healing and peace. Hear us, O God.
In the hope of new life in Christ, we raise our prayers to you, trusting in your never-ending goodness and mercy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share the sign of peace with those around you. You may be seated. As we acknowledge that there are as many experiences of mothers and mothers, motherhood and Mother's Day as there are people, let us pray. Mothering God, we draw on the image of you as one who nurtures, who gathers, and who protects. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for women who long to be mothers. We pray for all who desire to be married and raise a family. We pray for all who are experiencing infertility. We pray for all who are waiting to adopt or foster a child. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for mothers who have lost a baby. We pray for all who have suffered a miscarriage. We pray for all who have lost a child to stillbirth or to SIDS. We pray for all whose baby died after birth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all mothers whose children have died. We pray for all whose children died in infancy, childhood, or adolescence. We pray for all who mourn their young adult or adult children. We pray for all whose children died by a violent or sudden death, or by suicide or overdose. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all whose mother has died. We pray for adults mourning the loss of mother figures in their life. We pray for all who never knew their mother. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for mothers and children with difficult relationships. We pray for all whose mother was absent. We pray for mothers and children estranged from each other. We pray for men who stepped into love as father and mother. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for mothers who struggle. We pray for all who suffer from depression or anxiety before or after birth. We pray for all who mother in situations of poverty or violence. We pray for all who mother children with serious medical conditions. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who feel grief on Mother's Day. We pray for empty nesters who miss their children. We pray for all who mourn the children or grandchildren they hoped to have and never did. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We give thanks and pray for all who mother. We pray for mothers, grandmothers, and godmothers. We pray for birth mothers, adoptive mothers, and foster mothers. We pray for single mothers and stepmothers. We pray for aunts by birth or love. We pray for moms of many and moms of one. We pray for spiritual mothers and mentors. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And to you, O God and Mother of us all, we give thanks. Thanks be to you, O God, that you have fashioned all humanity in your image. Thanks be to you, O God, who bears us, who births us in your love. Thanks be to you, O God, who teaches us to walk, who feeds us and leads us in kindness. Thanks be to you, O God, who protects us with the fierceness of a mama bear. Thanks be to you, O God, who cares for us like a mother eagle or hen, and you gather us and spread your wings over us. Thanks be to you, O God, who remembers us as a mother does her nursing child. Thanks be to you, the God who has looked for us as a woman looks for her lost coin. Thanks be to you, O God, who rejoices when you find us and whispers to us as you have since the beginning of time, "Welcome home, beloved." Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. To you, O God and Mother of us all, to you we run, and to you we offer our lives and love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. At this time, we remember that we receive our tithes and offerings, and although it's a little bit different right now where we have the offering plates at the entrances and exits, you are invited to place your tithes and offerings there. You can offer your tithes and offerings online as well.
Let us pray. God of love, you call us beloved children and welcome us to your table. Receive our lives and the gifts we offer. Abide with us and send us in service to a suffering world for the sake of your beloved child, Jesus Christ.
Please stand for the great thanksgiving. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are you, O God of the universe. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your Spirit poured out on all nations. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and this cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast, grace our table with your presence. Come, Holy Spirit. Reveal yourself to us in the breaking of bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth burning with justice, peace, and love. Come, Holy Spirit. With your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we share in the body of Christ and the blood of Christ. Reveal yourself to us, O Lord, in the breaking of bread, as once you revealed yourself to your disciples. The risen Christ invites us to this table. Come, eat, and be satisfied. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given and shed for you. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. Wellspring of joy, through this meal you have put gladness in our hearts. Satisfy the hunger still around us, and send us as joyful witnesses, that your love may bring joy to the hearts of all people, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Let us join together and sing our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world. Go in peace. Share the good news.